Blog Talk Radio.
Around the corner and around the world, it's time again for poetry with me, Ralph. And let's start today's show with family values. Now, you will please just let me tell you a thing or two. My family is the most valuable asset in life to me, no matter what you say or do. And there's no way in hell I'm giving them up for just one little romp inside your evil hut. Yeah, baby, I've seen your kind of life form in my own lifetime. But don't worry, because my family values are not going to change, and I'll never change my mind. So, baby, what I want to suggest as nice as I can to you is just please get out of my life. Don't ever again try to black out my precious sight. Because I see and know what in life is false and true. And it's easy to tell just by looking which one of those words applies to a person like you. I was sitting there wondering why no one sits over there. What is the reason, and should I even really care? Now, I know it's not a subject which most will take as a very serious, but I was sitting here watching, and I became more than a little curious. It's because there's a draft, and is it because there's a draft in just that spot, or maybe the sun shines through that window and makes the chair too hot? Oh, I think the answer has finally hit my brain. It's because in that chair you can't see that tube of pictures filled with the world's sorrows and pain. Oh, yeah, TV. Love it, hate it, need it, don't want it. TV. Can ever describe how it feels to be so alive, nothing seems real. I turn to the left, move to the right. Wherever I go, love's always in sight. Everything old is new. Angels sing about me and you. Love is a flame, keeps burning brighter. When you're around, always going higher. Looking at heaven, the Lord I see, gazing down in sweet harmony. Excuse me, it's already time for a water break. Catching the throat there. He told the rich man, go ahead and let me laugh. But one day I'll have more than you ever had by at least half. See, I know that now I'm only half as good as you. Just don't ever forget this is a race. This race is a marathon, so I found I've taken life a long, distant view. And friend, what I see when I look down my own life's course, well, it's my life getting better, and yours is now turning from honest stretch for the worst. I just wonder how you'll really handle yourself at that place and then, because when you fall off your mountain and are down in my valley again, well, I know to you it's going to be a shock and a surprise. But really it shouldn't be, friend, because I told you before that I have faraway seeing eyes. Stuck between winter and fall. It was a day stuck somewhere between winter and fall. It wasn't really too cold, but warmed by the sun, not at all. It wasn't really time for a heavy coat. It was just cool enough to see a little smoke. The smoke that comes out of your mouth when the wind is blowing from the north and not from the south. You almost wish it would go ahead and just turn real cold, so if the sky decided to cry, it wouldn't rain but snow. However, that rarely happens in this place. We don't see many snowmen with a carrot stuck on them for a face. But we're not really or should expect it to snow or do much, because it's just a day between winter and fall, so our life won't feel a frosty touch. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and push. Now, let me give you just a little warning that what you're doing is no way heartwarming. I know you're pushing my buttons just to see, so you can see what will happen if you walk on or across me. But while you're standing there acting so sure, thinking your mind and your conscience are so pure, maybe just slow down and think about it, what you're about to do, because instead of burning me, in the end, it will burn only you. Now, friend, if your pride is so very large and great that you think you can get away with that act you've done and avoid your inevitable fate, then go ahead and push that button wherever you so please. But any more, go on, just make fun and tease. But just remember, when you reach the end, you'll stand alone for your own acts, my friend. Oh, yeah. In threes. I've always believed and heard trouble travels in a pack of three. And it's making me wonder what else will happen now to me, because I already lost you and everything I owned. See, I have nothing left, so what else could go wrong? But deep inside, I'm not really worried, because in my life, I write my own songs. Not just a note of difference does it make. If you don't know, you should know what I'm a rock and I don't easily shake. So go on and at me take your best shot. I'm not worried, and I'll take it all, whether it's cold or hot. And when you're through, I'll turn you right around. Then I'll darken your world and I'll take you away every sound. All right before you're lowered down. Now be careful, or you'll learn and see why it's always said trouble comes in a pack of three. A girl's sweetness can and does come in many sizes, colors, and shapes, but no matter its size, color, or shape, it only comes in one special taste. And I can tell just by looking at you, you're nothing but sweetness all the way through. 'Cause when I gaze into your starlit eyes, it's very easy to tell, and it's really not a shock or surprise that when your lips I finally kiss, well, I'll never be the same, 'cause my life will then know what up to now it has missed. Yeah, baby, that sweet little look and smile just makes me want to love you in a whole new way and style. 'Cause when my love is given to you, you'll know exactly where it went. And you'll feel like an angel after a little time with me is spent. I can feel your sweet love. It's right here in front of me, girl. You've spread a love around over and through me, and it's something I've never had before in this world. Girl, if you knew what I was really doing, then I wouldn't have to ask. However, your games are played behind a different, and to me, a whole new mask. I've never known one who could turn me off or on so fast, or could take my future away and replace my past. Girl, you're like a sorceress sometimes, and you're always playing with my mind. But those aren't the games I really worry about. They're not the ones that make me have doubt. No, it's the way you love me that takes me way back. Back to when there were only paper and no plastic sacks. Yeah, girl, the spell you have on me is so strong I still don't feel, I feel almost free. 'Cause you pushed me down so far that it's the sky is what I walk on and not the ground. But I still love you no matter if I'm rich or poor or rich. And there's no one else but you who could scratch this deep inner itch. That's why I've changed and no longer will I even ask. Just go ahead and perform on me any of your lovely tasks. 4 minutes left. Your tomorrow. You don't know it, but your tomorrow is my yesterday. Everything that seems new to you has already passed my way. It doesn't matter if it's money, life, or sex. See, I've already been there, and I know what to expect. So don't come to me with a story, your eyes very wide, expecting me to be surprised and shocked by your life. 'Cause like I told you just before, you've just enlisted in this army, and I've already fought in that war. No, you don't even know anything really new. You're nothing special in my or anyone's view. As far as sex goes, unless they've changed something in their human condition, it's still about one person begging and the other one wishing. So you don't and can't know me more, no more than me, even if your IQ is as high as a 100-foot tree. Okay, 2 minutes. No, you can't shock me, no matter what you say or do or say, 'cause baby, your tomorrow is and always will be my yesterday. Yesterday. La da 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 dee 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 dee. Da da. Oh yeah, back to the show. Back to the show. Baby love, you're right now I am speaking. For all those out there, some or anywhere, you know about those which you're too busy and important to even or care. Though you don't care, they're out there on that mean street right now. But baby blue, you don't even care because you're like a small child. You're grasping and clutching for everything within or not within your reach. It won't do any good, but I still must somehow see if I can somehow teach. So you'll finally be able to really see those around you not as happy as you because you're living in a state of they're living in a state of danger and misery. Just remember, while you're warm and safe inside, they're out there on those mean streets, being taken on a sometimes deadly ride. Oh, well, I hear you say that's the way it always has and will forever be. And it goes like this. If you're not rich or even a little wealthy. Oh, hold on. And if you're sick and not very healthy, then you or no one cares about you. They just wish you would and want you to hide so they can have their fun uninterrupted by your life, sorrows, and strife. But I say, don't worry, friend, because one day, maybe not so far away, they're going on a straight downward ride. That's our show for today. Don't forget, around the block and around the world, you've been listening to Poetry with Ralph. And we'll see you tomorrow. for listening. Goodbye.